أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad ilahi. قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها فلها الويل إن لم تغفر لها إلهي لم يزال برك على فلا تقطع برك عني في مماتي إلهي كيف آيس من حسن نظرك لي بعد مماتي وأنت لم تولني إلا الجميل في حياتي.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها. My Lord, I have been unjust to my soul, for I have not looked after it. فَلَهَا الْوَيْلِ إِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَهَا. It will be doomed if you do not forgive it. Regarding this part, in the previous episode, we concluded that losing the opportunities is at first doing wrong to ourselves. But the glad tidings is that it can be made up by Almighty Allah's forgiveness and mercy if the human beings truly repent. The next part says, إلهي لم يزل برك علي أيام حياتي. My Lord, you have never ceased your favors from me all my lifetime. فلا تقطع برك عني في مماتي. So do not cease your goodness toward me at the time of my death. This great Lord is دائم الفضل. His mercy is permanent. He is always giving out blessings to all the human beings. And since this world has not seen anything except mercy and blessings from him, how can it be possible that in the next world, his shower of mercy suddenly stops and he stops giving out the blessings to the servants? And in fact, based on the words of Imam alayhi salam in this part of the whispered prayer, إلهي كيف آيس من حسن نظرك لي بعد مماتي. My Lord, how can I despair of your benevolent attention towards me after my death? وأنت لم تولني إلا الجميل في حياتي. While you have always been good to me throughout my lifetime. The one who is benevolent will always be so. The one who is Kareem will always be and stay Kareem. But this Almighty Allah, this great Lord, has saved that great blessing and mercy for the next world and hereafter. And this is another glad tiding for us.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Brothers and sisters, in this part, Imam alayhi salam says, Ilahi, كَيْفَ آيَسُ مِنْ حُسْنِ نَظَرِكَ لِي بَعْدَ مَمَاتِي. How can I despair of your benevolent attention towards me after my death? Because the human beings have never seen anything except mercy and blessings, showers of mercy of Almighty Allah in this world. So they cannot possibly think of anything else in the next world. This means we should always be hopeful of the Almighty Allah. This is what the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, states. Inna lillah mi'ata rahmatin anzala minha rahmatan wahidatan bayna al-jinn wal-ins wal-tayri wal-baha'im wal-hawam. The Almighty Allah has got 100 parts of mercies, only one of which is distributed among the creations in this world. فَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ. Because of this one mercy, they can have mercy among ourselves. They can live together mercifully. وَأَخَّرَ تِسْعًا وَتِسْعِينَ رَحْمَةً يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And he has saved 99 parts of his mercies for the hereafter, only for the true servants. Imam alayhi salam is actually teaching us in this part to entertain a good opinion, to have husn al-dhan of Almighty Allah, which is a part of recognition of the Almighty Allah. Allah the Exalted gives to His servants in accordance with their good opinions about Him and their confidence in the vastness of His mercy and generosity. And this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is teaching us how vast his mercy will be in the next world. The Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says elsewhere, invoke Allah while you are confident of the response from Him. Once Allah revealed to Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasallam, whenever you call me and ask from me, I am there to listen to you. And contrary to this, there is the state of despair of Almighty Allah's mercy and the acceptance of prayer. This is one of the things which distance man from His mercy. One may pray to Allah for something, and He, the Exalted, may delay the response because of His own benefit. But since the supplicant is not aware of what Almighty Allah knows, he starts entertaining a bad opinion, what we call su'adhan, and he despairs of His mercy. And this state of despair would veil him from the mercy of Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك يا شعبان يا شعبان